where my kittens, well, one of them, is clinically insane. Zeripus is currently running around chasing a tiny piece of Kit Kat foil that she's been going at for the last 10 minutes. And she seems to be very happy. Oh, no, wait, she's not chasing the foil, she's chasing sunbeams. I mentioned she was clinically insane, right? She's not right in the head. This is something I've always accepted. Like her owner, she's a bit broken. In her case, it baffles, however. She loves chasing things. Catnip, pens, things. You know, I put something like a pound coin on the desk and 3 days later I'll find it on the floor in the corner where she's been using it as a hockey puck for the last 2 days. Isis, on the other hand, is pretty mellow. She's chilled. She likes to watch. She just sits. She, you know, watches the world go by. She's perfectly happy. She does have a slight propensity for foil, though. This little tiny fetish that, you know, she sees foil, her eyes get big, and she's just like, give. Give now. Please. See, at least she has the please. Sari's just like, give it. Give it. Give it now. But yeah, Sari's nuts. And the pair of them, they just sort of run around playing. It's great fun, you know. But this morning, Sari has been a bit nuttier than usual. She seems to like nothing more than running around chasing things, usually herself, and trying to jump on me, which is rather disturbing. The pair of them, you can be sort of sitting at the desk working quite happily, eating Kit Kat or something, and suddenly you turn around and you've got one sitting by my knee and the other one is curled up on the chair with her little paw sort of reaching out, claws extended, going, give it. You know, it's kind of like this motion of, you know, a child trying to take something off an adult in this non-verbal way of communicating, you know, desperation. And she's desperate a lot. But, yeah, she's happy inside today for some reason. Except she keeps sitting meowing. It's not like she's hungry. It's kind of, it's an attention-seeking mew. And also a food-seeking mew because she's a gannet. You're a gannet, aren't you, Sari? Yes. But she's happy and I love my girls, but yeah, I have cats, and I'm a cat woman, and I'm a spinster, and oh dear, what can you do, hey? And that's my chair, get off it. But yeah, she's been doing sneaky things today. I even found her standing on the loo earlier on, which is not the best place for her, especially if she's got her own litter tray. Yes, mad cats, mad cats.